Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome back to the Sofa Cinema Club and back to Radio Coulson's voice. I'm Coulson Smith and I'm joined by...
Jack P. Shepherd.
And Ben Price.
The Sofa Cinema Club is our podcast where we discuss films. So I make you watch a film that I like and you make me watch a film that you like. And then we come back to the podcast and we talk about it. The beauty of our film club is that anybody can join in. All you need is a sofa. So this week we are talking about... We Bought a Zoo.
Mm.
So, before we get into that, how's your week been?
Well, you came round to my flat.
I did.
During the week.
In an away fixture.
Yeah, just to see it.
Just, yeah.
Have a look around.
We were going to watch the football, weren't we?
I made you dinner. I made you dinner.
Which is a complete... The funny thing is, you never did that for the whole year we lived together.
No, come on now. I did Sunday roasts.
You did, yeah, you did.
And they were very good.
You are good. That is your specialist subject.
What roast? What roast? Beef?
Chicken.
No, chicken.
Mm. It's easy.
Yeah. Mm. Sausage meat stuffing.
That was the one.
Hello.
This is, we're talking big guns.
Hello, yeah. You're a fella.
Yorkshire pudding. Ooh. Homemade Yorkshire pudding.
Yep.
Do you have that start, not with the main?
You meant to have it as a start, are you? But I just did it on the side.
On the side,
The best one. So my sister comes round for Sunday roast and see the new flat. So there's me, Jack, Hanny.
Now, this is when we lived together, you mean?
Yeah, this is a year ago. So she comes round for Sunday roast and we're having a chat. Hannah comes round at about 6:30 because Jack says dinner will be 7. We didn't start eating till 11 o'clock. That's how good his timings are.
The timings went off a bit.
Yeah, but that happens, doesn't it? It happens on MasterChef.
Yes.
Under pressure. What did throw your timings off?
I don't know. I just...
You didn't start till 9.
But I had one oven and I'm usually used to 2.
But, Raymond Blanc.
Yeah.
Have you lived with 2 ovens? I can't rent this. I can't possibly rent this. There's only 1 oven. Who can cook with 1 oven? Who can live with 1 oven? I need 2.
Yeah. Shambles. But you came round to mine last week. Saw my flat.
Loved
flat.
It. Yeah.
Nice flat.
Very nice.
Really nice.
I don't understand why we lived in that when you're living in that now. Clearly priorities between me and your girlfriend there. But very nice. Lots of plants.
Yes.
You like your greenery.
Well, the girlfriend does.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, it's her area. It's a woman's touch.
Right. And then we all got back together. Ben had a week off, came back to the flat. It was tidy. I'd made a few adjustments, hadn't I? I'd bought a few little bits.
Candles are your big thing, and daffodils.
Yes.
That was the 2.
Yeah, that was cute. I came round me and Ben walked in, and you'd got some daffodils in a little jar.
Do you want to know the best thing? So obviously, we watched the film, Bloody Black, and you went, and when... We woke up the next morning. Ben went, I wasn't going to make a big deal of it when Jack was here, but nice touch with the daffodils.
And we lit the posh candles.
We did. Yeah. So the guest candle. So we've got...
We lit the guest
Molten candle. Brown black peppercorn, which has been in the box for about... Since we moved
special
in.
Special occasion.
And then you came round and we... Get it out.
Get it out.
Get it out. Light it up. And I tell you what, we got a waff about an hour in. Didn't you? You turned to me mid-film and went, oof, that's good.
What else did we get a whiff of? Your feet.
They're not that bad.
Your feet.
Which is annoying because...
They turned the air a different colour.
They absolutely, we made him wash his feet. Do you remember?
Yeah, yes, we made him wash your feet.
I said, no, we're not sitting. The Molten Brown was doing nothing. Was doing
no,
nothing.
You were going to cook and you took your trainers off, yep, and your socks.
Yeah.
And the stench was so overpowering. We said, you've got to wash your feet or else we won't be able to eat. And I did. I went
you
and
did, actually.
And
it's annoying because I got my shoes cleaned. Ben sent my shoes off to get professionally cleaned because he'd had enough of it. And then I got them cleaned, and after a week of annihilating them, they're back to me taking their shoes off and Ben putting them on the balcony. So I cooked, I did stir fry, and the text, yeah, I got from Jack, you two were at work, I was off. Mm. The text I got from Jack said,
you said food, what do we want?
Yeah. And you said something green.
Yes. And you went, what do you mean? And I went, salad, veg, something like that. Just some sort of light, healthy eating. Yeah. And you went, great, I'll get you some veg, some greenery.
Yeah.
You got carrot and...
spring onion.
No, not even that. You got carrot and sweet corn. No green. It's orange and yellow.
It's veg.
Yeah. I asked for green anyway.
Right. Next week, I will make sure you've got some greenery. I will work on that. Let's get into it. We bought a zoo.
What's first, it about?
The bit... straight away, it gives it away. Mm. And there was a bit where you two found out how long it was, where you were instantly on the back foot of, oh.
It's a 2-hour-20 movie.
Two-hour-20 movie.
They're just buying a zoo. Mm. That's a good hour and 20 minutes more than it would take to buy a zoo.
Yeah.
You just go in and go, can I have a zoo? Yes.
So we bought a zoo. I'll do a quick synopsis.
It probably will be
very quick. One. So we bought a zoo. So we meet the character played by Matt Damon, whose wife has recently passed away. And he's struggling with his family. He's got two young kids. His son's at that teenage years. It's difficult. And he hasn't got that mum, which is difficult because they've always had it. So something to get his life back on track. He finds his dream home and he's being shown around his dream home. And it becomes apparent that this home is more than it seems to be. And it's a zoo. So they buy the zoo. We bought a zoo. And then lots happens during the film. And the whole basis of the film is that it has to be run as a zoo because they've bought it as a zoo, so he has to get it up to scratch for an opening as a zoo. So that is the synopsis of We Bought a Zoo.
Sort of running alongside him getting over the death of his wife, using a zoo as a kind of way of him getting over the death of his wife, which was a bit clunky. He looked bored, Matt Damon.
I think so.
He looked awkward, didn't you think?
Don't know. I thought.
What were the highlights of We Bought a Zoo for you? What are the big numbers?
The ending's brilliant.
Remind me.
Really? It was like 2 days ago.
Yeah. They bought the zoo, then they didn't think anyone was going to come. And then a tree had fallen down to stop people coming. And then they realised, this isn't right, there's no one here. Let's have a look over this hill. Oh, the tree's fallen down beyond the tree. There's 5,000 people who want to come and see the zoo.
Yeah, who have all come to see the zoo. Because it was a zoo that was big in the time and it had been closed down for about 2 years, I think. And obviously he took the staff on and then got the zoo back up to scratch.
That was it. There was a lion in it. That's not very well.
Well, a tiger.
Star. Spa.
It's a tiger.
Spa.
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 Who's not very well. And that's sort of meant to be his wife.
Yes.
And he keeps trying to save that tiger.
Theme. Yeah.
And then in the end, Scarlett Johansson says, you've got to let the tiger go.
And when he lets the tiger go, he lets go of his wife and really gets involved with the zoo and Scarlett Johansson.
Yes.
Yes, it doesn't take long for him to get over his wife and go, actually, I'm in a jackpot here. I bought a zoo where
with
Scarlett Johansson works
fit
in.
Zookeeper.
I think I might move on quicker than I thought. That is slightly dodgy, though, isn't it?
In what way?
I don't know. It's been a couple of years, hasn't it, since his wife died?
Yeah. And he's put the tiger down, so he's let...
so to speak. Is that a euphemism?
He's let go of his wife. And
in the spirit of the moment of thousands of people coming into the zoo, Scarlett Johansson is the zookeeper. She's been there for years. It's been treated so badly, and now he's come in, he's injected money into it, and he'd run out of money, hadn't he?
Yes.
And it was the point was, it wasn't going to happen. Everyone kicked off because he was in so much debt. And then we found out that his wife had left him some money for whatever project he got up to.
Let's talk about the problem with the film.
Go on.
There was a lot... Okay, the premise, we bought a zoo. But then within that, there were lots of mini-stories. Like, what was the horrendous mini-story about the young son letting off a load of snakes in the zoo? Do you remember? And they woke up in the morning, and then there were loads of snakes. Then there was the lion bit. Then there was the person tiger. Then there was a person looking at the zoo, see whether they were going to open it or not. He visited twice.
Yeah.
That's why it was so long.
Do you know what, as well? Like, obviously, it's a film I liked, the reason I picked it. But as you two were going through saying this could be an hour and a half film, I did completely agree with that. Like, there was a lot that they could have
got out of it.
Mm. Because it takes a good half an hour, 40 minutes till they buy the zoo. I mean, you see them go around four houses, you know, oh, this isn't for us, isn't for us. Then they go to the zoo and it's perfect. And there was a lot of side-running stories that weren't necessarily needed, and which I could see now, but I still enjoyed it.
I also think, watching the film, that Matt Damon and... what's her chops? What's she called?
Scarlett Johansson.
Scarlett Johansson. They were very good, and they are very good. I didn't think the others were that good.
Not the little girl.
Yeah, all right.
All right.
But I mean,
she was just a little girl, though. She wasn't
actors,
like.
I think.
Yes.
Start being a child actor, Ben. They...
You could have been in it.
I could have. I could have been the tiger.
I don't know if they were really interested in it. I think they might have done it for a bit of a payday. That's
what,
my opinion. It
Matt Damon and Scarlett.
No, we looked it up.
Yes.
It made a lot of money.
It made a lot. Did it make 120, did it?
In its opening weekend, I think.
No, altogether. Like 170-odd million.
Oh, right.
Wow.
A lot of money.
Wow.
And what Matt Damon got $5 million for it, didn't he, it said?
Yes.
So it's paid for him. How do you think they came up with the name?
Tough one. Because you've got a story about buying a zoo... And then you're thinking, ooh.
But in their defence, a lot of films that now get made out of Hollywood, they want the audience to instantly know what it is. So that's why...
I know, Jack.
I know.
But come on.
But...
We bought a zoo. We bought a zoo. Instantly, no, we bought a bloody zoo.
And I think they
There's
say...
There's no mystery there, is it? No. I went shopping. Oh, hello, I must watch this. What did you do? Went to the loo. Oof. Blockbuster.
I think they say it a few times as well, don't they? We bought a zoo.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, three or four times, just like in case people don't get why it's called it.
Like, there's what possibly are you doing? I'm buying a zoo.
Oh! Like, the little girl keeps, every time, like, you get an animal in the shot, she goes, we bought a zoo!
It's a funny one, isn't it? Because you don't think, on paper... I just don't know. I just don't know how you'd sell that.
But
do you know what? Funnily enough, I've told my girlfriend a few of the films, like your suggestions. Obviously, like, oh, next week, babe, we've got to watch this film. What is it? We Bought a Zoo. And she goes, it's amazing. It's one of my favourite films of all time. I cried. And I'm like, at what bit? And she's like, the animals.
The tiger, when the tiger died, his wife died.
I told my mum that we watched it, and she went, oh, we watched that together, it's brilliant, isn't it? And I was like, yeah, mum, yeah, it is. You know, you were saying...
That wasn't even a joke. That was just, yes, mum, you're right.
You know, you were saying about the title...
It was on a Sunday.
...and being unoriginal. Well,
it's not unoriginal. There's no mystery. Mm. It's literally... The film is about a zoo buying it. Mm. I bought a zoo.
Alien is called Alien, and it's about an alien.
Yeah, but Alien has got a bit more in it than he just does buy a zoo. That is it. There's no more to it. He buys the zoo and says, I bought a zoo. The alien doesn't go, we don't just see a picture of Alien, end of film.
Mm.
It's a bit more to it. It's psychological fear within that. Like Nightmare on Elm Street, there's a bit more to it. But We Bought a Zoo had nothing more to it than that. It didn't intrigue me.
Right. This might be difficult for both of you.
Yes.
Let's pick something positive from the film other than Scarlett Johansson being fit.
Being
and Matt Damon.
Well, I mean, you've...
Oh, dear.
Those were my two things. Scarlett Johansson's good. Matt Damon's good. That's it.
Nothing else.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I mean, are they real animals? It's not CGI, is it?
No, they're real animals.
Are you going to say the animals were good? Is that the only thing you're going to
say? They were good as animals.
2 hours and 30 minutes of a film, and the animals were good.
God, it was long. God, it was long.
The problem was, it wasn't like a roller coaster. It wasn't like, we bought a zoo, we're going to lose the money, we'll never open. Oh, you might open. No, we're going to go bankrupt. Wife's money comes in. We've opened. No one's come. Oh, no, hold on. They have come. End of film. It was... It went off.
But the thing that I like, and the thing that I think the reason Tanny likes it, the reason my mum likes it, is it's one of those films that gives you a bit of a buzz and makes you feel good about life because it all goes right in the end. It's the classic Hollywood feel-good film, as in it starts off, oh, poor Matt Damon, blah, blah, blah. And then you get to this point where they've got the zoo looking mint, they've passed the test, and then there's thousands of people are coming in, all buying a ticket, and you feel like they've done it. Did you not feel a sense of achievement for Matt Damon?
I felt a sense of achievement when the credits went up and I could leave.
And you literally did just literally go, did. I'm going, and walked out of the flat.
Pie.
Straight. It must.
I didn't feel there was any jeopardy. I didn't truly believe at the start of that film it was going to go any other way than it's going to open and loads of people are going to come in. Mm. It wasn't like I thought, oh, it might not go right for him. Or it opens, he does really well, but he still can't quite get over his wife. It's never fulfilled that whole. But it all sort of... I know what you mean, Coulson. I understand what you mean. It's a feel-good film.
Yeah, it is. And I think that's what I like in films.
Yes.
I like to feel good about myself.
Yes.
I like the highs and the lows.
Yes.
And I like something that can make me feel happy at the end. Yeah, and it did.
In the end, they bought a zoo and it worked.
And there was that bit of, oh, nobody's come. Oh, no, the tree's fallen down in the storm.
That was awkward, Ro, wasn't it?
Everybody's come.
They couldn't literally get over a tree.
So, We Bought a Zoo clearly hasn't been the success that I feel Hannah Montana was.
Yes.
Before we get into the rating system, we were trying to think of films that we're going to do on this podcast. And me and Ben was thinking about a tearjerker film for you. Because I've never actually seen you like cry over... Oh, no, I have. I tell a lie. Mamma Mia 2 in the cinema. You cried over that.
I did,
when
yeah.
Pierce Brosnan and everyone comes over on the boat.
And we went to the first screening available of that, both of us.
Yeah, we did.
We were going to go in fancy dress.
But I wanted to see you
cry.
Watch a really emotional film.
You were going to go in as fancy dress to Mamma Mia? What were you going to be? Bill. Meryl Streep?
Bill.
Who's Bill? You'll find out next week. You're going to go as ABBA.
No, yeah, ABBA. So, anyway.
Benny.
Anyway, we was trying to think of ones, and Ben, you suggested Kramer versus Kramer. Didn't you? Kramer versus Kramer.
Because that is up there. That's up there, absolutely. Yeah.
And Coulson dropped a bomb. I've seen it. So we were going to do a tearjerker film for you to see you, how you would cope with an emotional film. We suggested Kramer versus Kramer, and you said, I've already seen it. And we were shocked, weren't we? And you went, yeah, that's with the guy. And you sort of held up your hand and you sort of waved. It's with the guy, isn't it? It's with him. And we went, what do you mean? And you went, Kramer. You went, you know, you've seen it. And I went, no, we haven't. You went, yeah, I watched it with you, Johnny Depp. And we went, what is he talking about? Kramer versus Kramer. And you went, yeah, Kramer, Johnny Depp. And he's the guy in the dreams. And his hand, he's got the knives. And you went, Freddy Kramer. I went, Freddy Krueger. Oh, my God, you've got Freddy Krueger confused with Kramer versus Kramer.
One, two, three, four.
Freddy's knocking at your door.
It's a tearjerker. He comes out of a furnace and kills children. No, really, really, you wait to the end. Freddy Kramer. And then your head fell off. Because our heads fell off, then your head fell off when you realise it wasn't just Freddy Krueger.
Oh, my God.
Well, in my defence, they both begin with K. So, so We Bought a Zoo was a tearjerker for me. It wasn't this time around, but the first time I watched it, it definitely was. And it is for people.
Yeah, look, it's not without merit, Coulson, that film. I get it. I get why people would watch it, and I get why you liked it. It just wasn't for us.
Speaking of merit, ratings out of 10.
Oof. I can give a star for Matt Damon, a star for Scarlett Johansson. She can have an extra one because she's pretty to look at. So I'll go.
Crikey, what a rating system.
I'll go 2.5.
She's pretty. She gets 2.5.
2.5 stars.
That hurts me a little bit, you know. Ben.
It's 3. I can't even explain it. It's 3. It's just not. It's not a 5 because it's not middling. It's not a 1. It's not awful. It's just a 3.
And do you know what? From me watching it probably the third or fourth time, and after like digesting it with you, I do agree that there's some things that could have changed, and I do agree that it was long, and it lost the point a little bit and got back to it. So I'm gonna give it a 6.
Ooh.
Which is low considering it's my film.
Yeah.
So you've almost made me go back on myself there.
Do you know what this could be interesting is? I wonder whether over the series of these podcasts, your taste will start to change.
Mm.
That you will start to be opened up to films that you will go. So one, you've already digested and understood that film was too long and that the story wasn't coherent. It went off into different. So I wonder whether through these podcasts, because we're going to pick some classics for you, by the end you go, actually, I think my taste has changed. I think you're always going to like Hannah Montana. But maybe something else you would have put on won't have the impact.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. So let's have a look at our maths, man. 2.5, add 3. Add 6.
11.5
out of 30, which is rock bottom on the leaderboard.
Yeah.
So, next week, what have you got for me?
We wanted to go big guns, didn't we?
We were going to go a subtitle film, a French film, which we won't tell you what it is.
I saw one of them in GCSE French called The Choir. Was it that?
No.
No, it wasn't.
Okay.
I've never heard of that.
I haven't.
You know, like...
What's it about? A quiet...
Wow, you seem to see films that really hold a lot of mystery.
It was that bit of my, you know, proper education of clearly when the French teacher was bored.
Je m'appelle Coulson.
J'adore Cinema Sofa Club Podcast.
Very good, dude. We've hit a French market.
For all our listeners overseas.
Jennifer Guzin. We picked a classic. We've picked Goodfellas.
Never seen it.
No. Which was a shock.
It's just come on Netflix, hasn't it?
Yeah. Mm.
Okay. I'm up for it. So this week I have taught you about We Bought a Zoo. Next week you're going to teach me about Goodfellas. Mm-hmm. If you want to watch along at home, if you want to join in on the discussion, you can. All of our social medias are at the Sofa Cinema Club. That's Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. So get in touch, send us messages, watch along the films. And if you like listening to us review films, give us a review, but don't be as cruel as Jack was for We Bought a Zoo. If you're not going to give us 5, just don't review. See you next week.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.